You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. Today on This Week in Politics, we consider New Jersey ethics. Okay, laugh it up. So maybe the state's reputation with regard to ethics is a bit dodgy. And even though we have said goodbye to Bridgegate and Chris Christie,
I was blindsided yesterday morning. I am embarrassed and humiliated.
We still have the re-election campaign this year of Senator Robert Menendez, who recently fought off federal indictment.
To those who were digging my political grave so that they could jump into my seat, I know who you are, and I won't forget you.
To help us get a handle on just how Jersey things are already getting in 2018 on the ethics scale, we spoke with Tom Moran, the editorial page editor for the Star-Ledger. I met him in Montclair yesterday. So, Tom, we're going to run down this list of recent happenings in New Jersey politics and ask you to place them on the Jersey ethics scale. So, Judge Moran, are you ready?
I'm ready. So we're talking about like 10 would be somebody behind bars, and one is somebody just using the town car to drive his kids around.
Exactly. 10 is the maximum, one not so bad. So let's start with the aforementioned Senate race. The U.S. Justice Department recently dropped all charges in its corruption case against Menendez, but the senator has been under this cloud of suspicion for years, fighting these federal charges of granting favors in exchange for lavish gifts. But questions about ethics won't just focus on Menendez. This past week, we learned that a declared Republican opponent, former pharmaceutical executive Bob Hugin, has his own ethics story.
Yeah, Bob Hugin, like a Union City working class kid, self-made millionaire, really grew this company, Celgene, one of the leading pharmaceutical companies, now made himself a fortune and is going to spend some of that to run against Menendez. Says he's embarrassed by Menendez. As it turns out, though, people start digging at Hugin, and immediately you find his company has been one of the leading companies fighting against generics to keep their brand names, very expensive drugs, and bar generics. And more importantly to me, there was a whistleblower lawsuit that accused the company of actually hiding potential damaging side effects, often fatal side effects, blood clots, from cancer patients who use their drugs. This is a whistleblower suit, a sales executive inside the company who said, they put the sales force on the phone and said, here, these drugs cause this damage, and here's how you hide it from doctors. The company paid $280 million to settle the suit rather than fight the allegations. They say, deny any wrongdoing, but then why'd you pay the $280 million?
What does Hugin say about it?
Hugin says, look, we were faced with a situation where if we fought this suit, the damage of reputation to the company would force our market capital to decline. The company's worth $71 billion. He says, that would drop by billions if we're involved in this high-profile suit. So for them, it was still worth it to just pay the $280 million.
Ultimately, how much of this campaign is going to be about ethics and how much is just going to be about Donald Trump? According to the New York Times, Hugin gave more than $100,000 to groups linked to President Trump. He also gave $250,000 to a political action committee that supported Chris Christie's presidential bid. Tom, these are two unpopular people in New Jersey. Is this going to be a problem for him?
Yes. That's the main problem. Even before you get to, potentially killing off cancer patients, you have to get past the Donald Trump hurdle, and it's just impossible these days in New Jersey. We have 5 Republican congressmen, and 2 of them have quit rather than even try this fight.
Okay, so can we get a ruling? Where does this year's Senate campaign rank so far on the Jersey ethics scale?
Okay, so Hugin's tough, right? Because you don't know if the company did that for sure. There was no court finding. This would be a 10 if it's guilty. It would be, something that would be reprehensible, but I don't know. The pricing stuff, there's no doubt. They've been one of the major combatants against generics keeping prices high. So maybe give them a 6. And Menendez is tough too, right? Because he almost got the 10 too, but he was not convicted. So what we do know about Menendez is he had a habit of taking lavish gifts, private jets to Caribbean villas with beautiful women and Paris 5-star hotels, all given to him by his buddy, Solomon Melgen. We know that. He doesn't even dispute that he took the gifts. He also doesn't dispute that he went and did a bunch of favors for Melgen. But he says the two aren't connected and prosecutors were unable to prove that they're connected, so he got off. Still, doesn't make very pleasing picture of what New Jersey really wants in its senator. So I'd give him around a 6 or 7 too.
Okay, so a little above average for New Jersey. Moving on, recently retired former State Assembly Speaker Vincent Prieto has a new gig. He will be president and CEO of the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority. This is a job that will pay $280,000 a year. Many are saying that this is a job he doesn't have the experience for. His actual job experience is as a building code inspector, and they say this is straight up political favor coming indirectly from the new governor, Phil Murphy. Judge Moran, what's going on here?
This is standard playbook sleazy Jersey stuff. So, you know, it's not huge millions of dollars, not going to drive up our taxes, but it turns the stomach at a 7 or 8 level. You know, they do a global search for the best person to run this government agency, and they find Vinny Prieto a mile away. And, you know, he gets a $55,000 raise on the previous executive director salary. And the way they do this, these guys, this is routine. They'll be in the legislature for 20 years and build, therefore, vest into a pension. The pension's based on your highest salaries during 3 years, your three highest years. So they get these jobs for $280,000 for their final 3 years rather than $49,000 they make as a legislator, and it pumps their pensions. And it's apparent, it's obvious, they know it, they just know they're going to get away with it, and it looks like they are again with Vinny.
Where do you place Prieto's new gig on the Jersey ethics ranking?
As a matter of importance, maybe a 2 or 3. It's not a lot of money. But as a gut check, it's up there 7, 8.
What about this one, Tom? This week you reported that Paula White, who was confirmed by the state school board to be an assistant commissioner at the Department of Education, she lost that job just a few hours after her confirmation. You say the order to remove her must have come from the governor's office, and that this must have been a demand that was made by the state's powerful teachers union, the New Jersey Education Association. First of all, what evidence do you have of that?
Nothing that I could convict them in a court of law. And I say it must be. This is a political analysis, not a, you know, finding of an email or something. But look at this. The commissioner who made the decision to hire her gives her all the praise. She gets confirmed. He goes and introduces her to staff and says, this is the greatest thing since apple pie. 2 hours later, he calls her and fires her. Obviously, that didn't come from a change of heart in himself. And there's only one person above him in the organizational chart, and that's Governor Phil Murphy. So why would Murphy do something like this? She ran an organization called Democrats for Education Reform that the NJEA doesn't like. This group advocates basically Barack Obama's education agenda. Strong tenure reform, you know, expand good charter schools in needy districts, national standards and tests. All those things are so toxic to the NJEA that they can't stand the notion of a Barack Obama person being an assistant commissioner. Did talk to a bunch of people off the record about this, and yesterday at the State House kept hearing from others, yes, exactly, that's the NJEA. Murphy has an almost unhealthy alliance with them. They went after Senate President Steve Sweeney, supported spending $5 million in behalf of a Donald Trump supporter to try to dethrone the Democratic leader of the Senate. And this infuriated the Democrats, and they pleaded with Murphy to stand up and tell the union to stop it, and he refused. Everybody's been scratching their heads for the last several months going, why is he so loyal to the NJEA, even as it poisons his relationship with the legislature and now exposes him as a guy who's willing to fire this highly qualified black woman before she even has a chance to prove herself?
Okay, you have to put your judge robes back on. Where does this one fall on the Jersey ethics list? And what's the problem with the teachers union advising the governor?
Yeah, I don't think this is an ethics issue. Really, I just think it's a revealing about where his priorities lie. And I don't challenge the union's right to try to use its political muscle. They spend more on campaigns and more on lobbying than anybody else in New Jersey by far. Undisputed, most powerful special interest group. Represent over 200,000 teachers. They have a right to a seat at the table. What I would argue is that they're using that seat in a way that's hurting children. They're also refusing to negotiate any concessions on health care. They're hurting taxpayers. And I think they're politically really damaging Murphy already.
All right. Judge Moran has spoken. Tom Moran, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing, Dave.
Tom Moran is the editorial page editor for the Star Ledger.